This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Well, let's talk about making love.
All right.
I can't really bring a lot to the table. I don't make love.
You've made love. You maybe not have made love.
I've never made love.
You've never made love.
Chuck no. Only Fs.
That's right.
And that's it.
I barely do that.
Well, is there a difference between making love and having sex other than the fact that, you know, making love sounds much better? According to a new survey, the majority of people say yes, there is a difference. And these are the top ways making love is different than effing. Number one.
I kill myself after.
No. Number one, it is more passionate. 68% of people say making love is more passionate than effing. You can have passionate effing.
Isn't making love just with someone you're in love with? And
I think that's it, Lise. I think you nailed
it. Do you
think
that's the
difference? Effing is just somebody you don't care about?
No, I disagree.
That's exactly.
Because I think you can F your partner and you can make love to your partner.
I don't know.
It's all effing to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I make love.
You don't
anymore.
Make love? Yeah, don't you don't make
I,
love.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Here's other ways to say people say that making love is different than effing. It's more tender. There's more eye contact.
Nope.
It lasts longer.
No. Nothing lasts long.
There's cuddling afterwards. There's more talking. What do you mean? What do you think they mean by that?
Maybe
lots of oohs and ahs.
I'm hoping pre and post. They're talking about it. You shouldn't be having too much of a conversation while stuff's going on. Like talking about the bills.
If you're conversing during it,
it's not that great.
You're
right?
Not making love. Yeah. You're saying dirty.
Definitely
things.
Shouldn't be talking about the bills.
Oh my God.
Or anything business-wise around the house.
Making love, I just think of that Top Gun scene. That take my breath away.
Oh yeah,
that's like making love.
Making love to you.
But even
take my breath away from Top Gun.
Yeah,
that's a little licking. That's what a little Andy considers.
I get it.
Making love. So
I saw that with my dad. I saw that with my father.
Like layer down.
There's so much licking. There's so much licking of necks.
Yeah,
and a lot of and tongue kissing.
Yeah. Belly button kisses and stuff. Yeah, oh yeah, see?
Yeah, this is
Andy's version of making love.
I'm just an interesting air pilot. Attitude.
Yeah. He was inverted.
Yeah, he was inverted.
See, I always thought that part of the movie was made for chicks.
Right. It is.
You know?
That's what makes it
to
making
appeal
love.
To everyone.
It just made me uncomfortable. It made
child.
Even now, I'm like, oh, God.
I haven't watched it.
Because your memory is your dad was with you.
It is. I'm very uncomfortable.
You watched a making love scene with your dad.
I watched it with me and my best friend, Kevin, at the time. My dad took us to the movie. And we were all about being pilots. We were going to be pilots. Kevin's uncle flew F-16s and F-4 Phantoms. And we were like, this is what we're going to do. And then we were like, it's all flying and cool. And then the licking started.
Yeah, a lot of licking, heavy licks.
And the Bryster just didn't react.
Well, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's not going
to
do
anything. I expected him to be like, this is just... gross stuff that adults do. Because I was too young to really
even know what was going
like,
on.
Jesus Christ.
But, how old were you, think? Do you remember?
Well, when did it come out? 80, was I 11, 12?
89, maybe?
I think it's before that.
Really?
86, yeah, so 12, 11.
86. Yeah.
11's a tough year age, especially you were so sheltered back then as a kid. You didn't see anything on TV that was
remotely like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids nowadays, God, that's nothing to them, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right,
they
exactly.
Have access to.
I think even on kids shows, they'll make out.
But a little 11-year-old Chuck and Kevin with the Bryster. Yeah.
I made mental note, though, to kiss like Maverick. So... I kiss like Maverick.
And yeah, you still to this day kiss like Maverick.
Kiss like Maverick.
Okay.
Learn to kiss from Maverick.
I can confirm that story too.
Yeah, it's true.
Kiss is just like Maverick.
Okay, all right.
The sex scene in Top
Gun
is, is basically what I do with the Colonel.
Yeah, this is your relationship with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
All the licking.
It takes your breath away.
He's a hot shot pilot, you know, and I'm just like, oh, Colonel.
Yeah, he just he lays you down. He lays you down.
What's happening?
Oh, there it is. Look at all the tongue.
Yeah.
There's so much tongue in this scene. This is the neck. They
the
might cut
scene.
It out. They know it's vile. They're not going to put it in this video.
Why not?
No, they cut out all the tongue. Because I remember, I was fine with, like, seeing kissing. The amount of tongue action
that
was happening in that scene. I was like, Kev, I don't know what this is. Jesus, huh, Kev? I just want to be a pilot. I guess this is part of it. This is part of being a pilot.
Got to get your lick game.
Yeah, you just got to know.
Right, really... though, man. There's a lot of, look at that. That's a lot of tongue. That Top Gun's a wet movie.
It's that's your problem with it.
It's a real
wet
movie.
That's how moist it is.
It's so moist.
Yeah, everyone's moist
throughout the whole thing.
Guys are sweaty.
Okay, this is kind of unrelated, but I just thought of this. Do you think? So I'm in a movie. I'm Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's that Kelly McGillis. You guys are gonna make out. There's gonna be tongues. It's gonna be passionate. Do they say, hey, let's get tested, make sure that you don't have anything?
No.
You just roll the
not
dice
for
on
just
that?
Kissing, I don't think.
Yeah, but you're swapping spit.
Yeah, I think they're good.
A lot of movies swap spit.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I wondered.
I've heard they all have herpes there anyway.
I don't want no herpes.
I don't know. I always thought that they had to. Everybody got, like...
If you don't do that, if you're not doing that, you might as well just stop kissing.
Before. I don't know.
I assume porn stars do, of course, but...
I wasn't in Top Gun.
To motion picture actors.
I've never heard of that.
Motion picture.
I don't think so.
Motion picture actors.
I startled myself.
20.
To the talkies?
Ah, the motion pictures. Pictures in motion.
These are moving pictures, you know.
You know, they're in color now.
In moving pictures, they swap spit, you know. They got to see a doctor beforehand on account of the herp.
I'm pissed if Kelly McGillis gave me the herp.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, I would, but I think you'd see it. You know, that'd be a weird thing.
Yeah, really. I don't think anyone was tested.
No.
Seems silly.
Yeah. It would be wild to like show up to a thing where you're going to have to act and someone's got a big thing.
Right.
On
well, they
lip.
Wouldn't be able to do
I know.
Scene
you'd
that
be
day,
like,
it would ruin
yeah,
the
you
scene.
Just don't do the
yeah,
scene.
Scene over.
They got to bring in some stunt lips.
Exactly.
Stunt lips.
Bring in the stunt lips.
James almost did that for.
Yeah, it actually pays pretty well.
A couple of years.
Stunt lips?
Yeah, my lips aren't voluptuous enough, though.
Yeah.
They're too thin, they said.
Well, also, he upstaged. Always upstaged the actor.
Yeah, well, plus I always insisted on wearing that bright red lipstick, so.
They say
he would stand in for females.
A bucket of spit to get an STD.
Well, an STD, yeah, but I mean, the only thing you'd be worried about mouthwise would be like oral herpes, right?
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing you'd be worried about.
Yeah.
Some other stuff here. The ways that making love is different than having sex. You focus more on your partner than yourself when you're making love as opposed to having sex. There's music playing. It involves more than one position. And the last thing people say, the big difference, you light candles.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I've never done it.
I don't think I make love, dude.
I don't know if I ever have.
Usually it's like some kind of like Don Lemon's in the background.
Yeah.
He's on CNN.
I got CNN in the living room.
Yeah. No candles.
Shut the door.
I don't get the music thing either.
No.
I would never really put music on
to have sex.
Oh, like it happens in the spirit. I'm not going to be like, hold on a second, let me put some music
on. Yeah, it's weird. I'm not like...
This person said another awkward movie to watch with your parents as a kid was Titanic. I was 9 years old sitting to my dad in the theater watching the boob scene. It's it's the movies that have like a surprise sexy scene in it.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for the Top Gun scene.
Yeah, that Titanic was like that hand goes up when they're banging in that car.
Oh, yeah.
This was like I was going through us having all my hormones come in. And
yeah.
Stuff. I was like, what is it? Jesus. Got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Bang somebody in an old Model T.
That looks like it.
This next woman's making news this morning because after she came out of a 7-year marriage, there was one thing on her mind. Sex.
All of the other dongs, yep.
Nadia Bokhari's mind was just obsessed with trying to have intercourse. And during the last 12 months of her marriage, she didn't have any of it. They didn't have sex at all the last year they were together. So she told a friend about that, and her friend suggested she text a guy and ask outright, hey, listen, I'm not looking for anything here. I just want sex.
Bang, yeah.
She lives in Australia. She ended up having 7 one-night stands in 7 days by doing that.
Hmm.
And she admitted,
I'm the guy for the job. Hello. Yes, I'm the guy for the job, too.
Yeah, exactly. She just texted 7 random guys in Australia. All of them were great.
Right. Well, let me get I'll stop surfing and be right over.
Yeah.
She admitted she was exhausted by the end of it. First, it was Ryan, a cute guy she had dated a few weeks before. She texted him and said, hey, listen, I don't want anything. I just want sex. He replied to her message almost immediately. Well, yes.
Well, that's like every guy on earth is waiting for that message.
Yeah.
Some of which might think it's just a ruse.
Yeah, I'd be like, what's, are you going to kidnap me?
You feel better being Monday guy, though, than Friday guy.
Yeah, you want to be earlier in the week.
The earlier, the better.
She said after it happened, what did she feel? She said, I felt alive.
Like soup in
there. I felt like me for the first time in years. Stop it. And I loved it. And without really setting out to do so, I began this 7-day expedition of sorts. Just deciding, listen, there's nothing wrong with this. I haven't had sex in a year. I want sex. The next night she went to a nightclub. She met a guy named Ted who gave her, she says, one of the fastest orgasms of her life.
Good for Ted.
Next night she messaged Matt, a guy who she met on Facebook.
They always have their
next night
little tentacles out there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Wow. She pushed her boundaries a little further the next night.
With a girl?
That's when she met businesswoman Lisa. Lisa treated sex like a tantalizing meal, best enjoyed slowly and purposefully.
That's why you lose them to chicks.
Next up was Charlie, a guy she'd actually dated a couple of times. She claims he was her sexual soulmate. Steve's next, a serving military man. She was impressed with his godlike body.
Mm-hmm.
By the final night, she admits she was exhausted, but still decided to see English guy Ben.
Hello.
For
I'm
the
Ben.
Final night, Ben's bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
I'm your last choice.
It's really
summer.
Wet in there.
Looks like this thing's been through hell.
Ben.
What did you do to this thing?
What's dripping out of it?
What is that about?
Oh, you guys.
Why is it all red?
Plus, he had to follow the guy with the godlike
body. Yeah, the godlike
body. That's nice.
You wouldn't by chance have just like literally yesterday been with a man with a godlike body, have you? Because I don't have a godlike body.
Huh.
More of a cherub.
What did she get out of all that? She said letting go of everything I knew about love, lust, and sexual gratification in the strange security of lovers who knew nothing about me or my history allowed me to find my way back to myself. Before I was a wife, before I was a girlfriend, before I was even someone's fling. And that was the real pot of gold at the end of my sexual rainbow.
Oh, Ben. I tried my best.
It's different people for everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
That's crazy, man. 7 days of bang.
7 days, 7 different people. I bet you we could find people like that listening to the show right now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who've had sex with 7 different people in 7 days.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm sure we could probably go, like, longer.
It's like every guy's, like, dream to have sex with 7 people in 7 days, but it's impossible. But any girl can do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Any girl could have sex with 40 people in 3 days.
Yep.
It's a wild world out there.
It's only impressive if it's a guy. If it's a girl, and honestly, it's not impressive either way.
No.
Like, to me, but
you're not. No, it doesn't blow me away, because I feel like a woman could easily make that happen.
Yeah. No, I think it's gross. I think it's gross.
What did Ben say after he read that article?
I know, right?
I read the article, the little piece. I was last. I came after the godlike guy. Orgasm in 12 second guy.
Well, imagine how hard it was for the last guy to get her off.
Man, he's like, no, it was such a rough time. The thing had literally been beaten to death.
Yeah,
in 7 days.
She rated them all too.
Yeah, that's
like,
all.
He was the best. Yeah. He was the worst.
Just Ben.
Ben.
I'll take farewell.
No, you're right. She has something to say about all of them except Ben. He was just last.
Nothing. She had nothing no
positive
comments.
To say. Just
she was too tired.
Ben.
And
you like, hello.
Her vagina was just a mess.
I'm sure it was. James said, Seven Dongs in 7 Days sounds like a new Netflix docuseries.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to follow, like, if they had to film that whole thing. That'd be interesting to watch. How it all played out, how the guys reacted, how quickly
she'd
they
be
responded.
A huge star because she's such a slut.
Yeah.
That would have, like, paid off.
She's not, I mean, she's, it's hard to tell. This is a tiny little picture with this story.
No, like, people love, like, a chick that'll bang.
Doesn't say her last name.
You know, they love to watch that on TV.
Yeah, they do.
The shows with the sluttier people do so good.
Yeah, the sluttier, the better. That's like the trick of reality TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's always a Ben.
Okay, here we go. Maybe her picture will be in this.
I was trying to figure out why curtains keep showing up when
I Google it. Oh, there she is. She's cute, right?
Yeah, like she... Any girl like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's a full no body problem. It's not great, but.
Still no problem.
She has a boyfriend now. God, and her boyfriend had.
Could you imagine? I mean. Her?
Oh, my God.
She that's her.
She hears her saying that masturbation should be taught in schools.
Oh, boy.
I have a feeling she's one of these.
Oh, boy. She's very sex positive.
Like, she's one of these.
Yeah.
She's trying to put out the.
Empowerment through slutty,
I'm sorry, if you meet that girl at a bar, you should know what's...
You can tell by your eyes.
You can tell by your skirt.
Mm. Well, there you go. Brandon's with us. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I love this show.
Thank you. It's gonna go bad. What do you have to say?
I had sex with 6 different girls and 6 different nights, and I met none of them at bars or anything like that. And actually, every single one of them called me.
Well, aren't you just special?
They just called you?
Like, out of the blue, women just called you to have sex?
Yeah, pretty much.
Out of the blue, not from an app or nothing?
No.
You just have women waiting in the wings just to call you to bang.
It appears that way. I
always
go to work.
Huh.
Oh, he's outside somehow. Did you hear the bird?
I called you guys before, and I called you from jail once. You guys said I was you guys' first call from behind bars.
Oh amazing.
Well, you know what?
Quite a lot of lead.
Honestly, a guy who's been to jail, it doesn't shock me that chicks are bad on the line.
Yeah.
Sorry.
An unusual fellow.
There's no excuse for everyone should be having sex according to that call.
He's not a charmer.
He was in jail.
If whoever inmate Brandon can have 6 chicks in 6 nights, you all should.
I don't know the quality there.
Yeah, none of us do.
Probably
none of us do.
It's crazy because he was talking and then like an eagle cawed behind him.
I heard it.
He's like, I was having sex with 7 chicks in 7 days.
He gave himself his own screaming.
Are you really buying a nest of bald eagles?
Falcon.
That was a falcon
call.
He's a falconer.
Yeah. Well, that would explain it.
Goodness well, that's gracious. How you get chicks.
Yeah, that was. I do remember our first call from behind bars. Mm-hmm. A while ago. Little did we know, he just went on to bang 6 ladies.
Mm-hmm.
6 ladies in 6 nights. That's the best a dude can do. You can't ever get that 7th day.
Yeah, it's too perfect.
I even got it to rest on the 7th day.
Yeah, exactly.
So true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy says, who's anonymous, hey guys, I found your show in Tampa a few months ago and loving it, but I now find myself needing your advice. I am a black guy who is not very well endowed.
And I can help you.
Taking a big toll on my sexual self-esteem. I'm 25. I'm pretty good shape. But I'm super self-conscious about my penis size. And it has definitely gotten into my head and affected my dating game.
It's probably only 8.
All right. I feel like every time I get undressed around a girl for the first time, they expect me to live up to the stereotype and whip out a massive black missile. Unfortunately, I'm about 5 inches erect, and I'm a grower. So unaroused, I'm not even an inch.
Ooh, that's a tiny.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Some of them... some of them shrink down for protection.
He says, I know I've definitely seen a few disappointed lady faces. So here's my question.
You got to tug that thing. You can't ever let a chick see it.
He's let him see stage one.
At an inch. Stage one. He probably doesn't know about stage one.
Yeah.
Because stage one is something we talked about
normal penis
a long
size.
Time ago. Never let a girl see your stage one.
I could be married to you for 55 years. You'd never see it.
You at least have to yank it to stage two. Slap it. Yeah. Get the blood pumping. Get it, pour some boiling water on
wake
it.
Wake him up a little bit.
Do something.
Wake him up. He's in a deep sleep.
He is.
I've definitely looked down at mine and been like, oh my God.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, how cold are you down there, guy?
Jesus, man.
So anyway, he says, here's my question. Should I tell women up front that I'm not packing a lot of heat to avoid that embarrassment?
No.
Or just keep disappointing them in the heat of the moment?
Just disappoint them. They get used to it.
That is a curse, though.
It definitely is. And because I believe we've even done studies on the show that although black men on average, I believe, have a little more.
We have a lot more on average.
Well, no, I don't think it is as crazy as people think. I think there's a ton of black men out there with average size penises.
But I think like the biggest penises on earth.
Yeah.
Come from a certain area of Africa.
Right.
So
that perpetuates the myth.
Right. But I just,
but
you
that's
know,
not the majority of black guys.
I think that you're more likely to run into a giant black one than
I would agree.
A giant white one.
I bet you.
Yeah.
I'm sure no one will call in for this, but I'll ask it anyway. Is there a black guy listening with a tiny dong and how do you deal with it?
Jesus.
Are you a tiny dong black fella?
A tiny dong. I would deal with it. I wouldn't call.
1-855-954-6969. You can be anonymous. You can ask for voice changing technology. 1-855-954-6969. Because it is a definite bit of a curse if you're just an average packing dude. People do, I think, expect every black guy to have an anaconda.
Right.
Oh, we've said it. Mm. The best thing you could be is an Asian guy with a huge one. Because that's like the most
rare,
the unexpected, according to stereotypes, you know.
Yeah.
And the worst, very worst thing you can do is be a black guy who has a tiny one.
Right.
Just because of the stereotypes that are out there.
They always say to over like under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But black guys, if you're set up.
Well, I mean, like this guy's dealing like right on the cusp of the Google average. So like, and he hates himself.
Exactly. He
just because of a stereotype.
Because of the stereotype. Right. Yeah.
So how is he meeting women? Do you think, is it on Tinder or online? You know, like, does he have a profile or is he?
I would assume that's how most people meet these days.
So maybe then,
and
I guess
he looks good, right? So he said he's in shape.
Yeah. So maybe then he could put in like if you're chatting on the chat feature with that with Tinder or whatever, mm-hmm. you could say, hey, you know, hey, this is you could put it out there, I guess, before you even meet.
Yeah, you'd have to like I think he should.
Maybe
you think, like, you know, hey, listen, I'm not Lexington Steel. Just
no,
saying.
And I will say this though, his numbers will plummet.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of girls that are just looking to be filled right up.
And they can,
well, eliminate that. He has to.
He's attracting size queens just being who he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, right. My God.
Just being a black
just
man, you attract
who
size
he
queens.
Is.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's what. That's why it's the worst.
He's size queen bait.
Exactly.
So we asked for any black guys with average or smaller size penises to call in and let us know how they deal with that. And D'Angelo's with us here, 1-855-954-6969. So are you average, below average?
I'd say for a black guy, I'm like probably below average. I wouldn't, you know, I say I live up to like King Ding-a-ling or anything like yeah. that, but I've got like a normal size penis for, I would say, like a white dude, but I'm right. a black guy, you know?
So do you find that people are disappointed in your sexual encounters? Have people been like, oh, that's it?
Well, yeah, I haven't had too many, but I do have a girlfriend. She's white, and I've had her for a couple of years. But when we first got like intimate, she was really like, oh, you know, kind of like I knew she was disappointed, but I lived up to the expectations because I was willing to kind of get through that nervousness and really give it to her. Cause,
right, you pounded you know, her. You still was, pounded yeah, her to was, oblivion. Was,
right.
Hell yeah, I was into her, and yet, you know, I couldn't resist. So once I found that person that was cool with my body, I was cool with her, and I was cool with everything. So everything just worked out.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
gotta accept it. You can't, like, really... I love porn, but you can't really like look at it like, oh, you know, that's something to don't compare yourself.
No, I saw a dude. I saw like a sapling. A guy literally had a sapling,
like a small tree.
Not even a sapling. The thing was probably like a 10-year-old tree,
a mature. Oh,
like it was like so a maple kitty. Trunk. It was like a maple tree trunk.
Yeah, you but can't that's be not normal. Yourself
to that.
No, I'm just saying, you're going to see stuff and you're going to be like, that guy's just, that's a one in a million. That's the A-Rod of dongs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. they're once in a generation.
So, D'Angelo, what's your advice to this guy? Because he's definitely got into his own head. I think his big problem is, too, that he is, like, not even an inch unaroused, and that makes it worse for him. What's your advice?
And that's the same deal I'm dealing with. You know, you kind of expect, like, to have this package when you have, like, shorts on or anything, but... You just kind of got to stop looking at people's junk, first of all,
yes.
and just deal with the situation that you have and not this this expectation that everybody has giant dongs. Like you said, it's one in a million. You just got to live with some girls don't want that either way. Like some girls don't want to be plowed out and rammed open with some yes. giant pipe. So some chicks are happy.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah. All right, D'Angelo, no we're going to let you and your F-bombs go.
I understand why he's
fired up. He's angry.
I tell you what a healthy way to look at it D'Angelo has, though.
That is,
yeah.
right? And he's got it figured out, but the problem is this guy doesn't in his own head.
But the thing
like
about
most of these sexual things.
I'll say this, it's way easier for a guy with a smaller one to have that healthy outlook that he has because he's with a girl.
Yeah.
He's got a girl.
Right, when you're not.
When you're not, that's when it really messes with you.
Yeah.
You know, and just the fact that size queens would be hitting you up on your social media and on Tinder, and you know they're size queens just looking to get, you know.
Yeah, this guy's dealing with
Folgered right to the top.
Well, I think, Lisa, you could say most women would be disappointed if that black man got undressed and it was a very tiny penis. They would expect it to be. At least,
I guess.
You know, of average or above average size, just because of the myths that are out there.
I mean, I think the ones that are disappointed that have messed with this guy's head are that he accidentally attracted some size queens.
Yeah.
So Lisa's with us. You've been with a black guy who wasn't packing a lot of heat. Did it disappoint you?
No. I think the first time you get undressed with anyone, you're so nervous about yourself that you barely notice, but he was good at it. At using what he had, so it really didn't matter that much.
How small are we talking here?
I mean, like 3 or 4
fully aroused.
Man, a black.
Yeah.
And did he mention it out of the gate, or did it just unfold it like it unfolded?
No, it just unfolded. He didn't even. I mean, he apparently was insecure about it, but I didn't even know until after we'd been dating for a couple months.
So your advice?
He just let it. He went in confident, and it never affected it.
And so that's your advice for this guy. He should just try and keep his confidence. Get out of his head.
Yeah. Try and leave his ladies feeling good, and no one will leave disappointed.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Now,
yep. Did someone have something to say?
Oh. Yeah. Billy. I heard an inhale. I was like,
it was me. Okay. But I decided to just shut my mouth.
All right. Billy in Lexington, Massachusetts. How you doing, Billy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So you're a black man with an average dong.
I'm an average. And the key that guys got to realize, you know, the majority of women do not have an orgasm from just being plowed, you know,
yeah.
other ways. So if you go longer and eat stronger, you'll be good.
That's great advice. That is great advice.
The longer you talk.
That is the greatest, great advice.
Nike should use that.
Mm-hmm. That's a t-shirt.
So that's what you found. You don't tell them in advance, hey, I'm not going to blow you away with the size, but I'll take care of it. You just let it happen.
You just do what you got.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do your best.
And trust me, he'll satisfy them every time, and he ain't got to worry about whether he's small or large. You know, as long as the woman get theirs, trust, a man is going to get his no matter what. So,
yeah,
you know, tell the guy to stop sweating it. He'll be fine. Just practice his other skills. There's always other things you can do. It's not just about, you know, banging. Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right, but
yeah. I think the guy's real problem is the style of dating that he's doing. And I think Lisa makes a great point. You say something.
You got to kind of root him out before.
You say something in your profile about, you know.
Don't believe the myth.
No anaconda here or whatever. Like, right. you'll get rid of the size queens. They'll go on to the next one.
Right.
You know,
it's true.
A few more quick calls here. The email is from a black gentleman who's not very well endowed, and it's taking a toll on his self-esteem. He's about 5 inches erect, but non-erect. He's not even a full inch. And so he's wondering if he should tell women up front that he's not packing a lot of heat so they don't get disappointed, or just let it unfold as it unfolds. Jared's in Rhode Island. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What do you think?
So back before I was engaged, I hooked up with a couple of black guys who claimed to have big penises, and boy, was I disappointed.
Wait a second, hold on. So they had average or a little smaller, but they claimed
less than average, but they claimed they put it out there. Yeah.
Oh well, that's false advertising.
Why would they do that?
That's false advertising. You can't do that.
So let me ask you this.
I expect everybody to have a small dong.
That's not bad. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and then you get
surprised. I wish chicks felt that way, too.
Did you, if those guys hadn't have said anything, would you have still been expecting bigger because they're black?
No, not at all.
Well, see, yeah, they did themselves a big disservice.
You can't
advertise.
This guy's in his own head, and a couple of chicks have helped him be more in his head.
Yeah.
This woman said, my husband is a black man from East Africa, and he doesn't have a huge dong. It's average. I'd say about 5 inches. I must admit, though, when I first got with him, I was disappointed. I was expecting an anaconda.
Yep.
But he gets the job done, and I'm very happy with it. His stage one is tiny. Truthfully, sometimes I'm amazed at how small it can get when he's not turned on.
Oh, sure.
Jesus.
The thing can, it's like a turtle. So
you can't show him.
No, if you're married, you don't care.
It's different, Andy. You know? You're married. You just
I'm telling you, 55 years. I mean, she's never seen my stage one.
Yeah.
You know, I hit it from the works. That's why she loves me still.
Yep. And they definitely fall out of love with you when they see it.
One more thought. It'll be from Mike in Boston. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not too much. So, what's your take on it?
All right, so like I was telling the other guy when I picked up the phone there, it's really not common. Everybody thinks that, you know, these guys, they're all huge and everything. And some of them are, but it, like I said, it's really not common. You know, it has a lot to do with genetics. And, you know, like, not trying to toot my own horn, I'm an Italian guy. I'm 7 inches.
Yeah.
But that's not all that counts. You know, the length is not all that counts. It's the width. And I feel like a lot of guys get put down by loose girls, you know, who are loose as a goose, who have been plowed by 40, 50 dudes, you know?
Yeah.
I work for Third Shift Productions. I'm an adult film model.
Okay.
I've worked with a lot of black guys. A lot of black guys. And I'm telling you, more often than not, they're average size. 6-7 inches. You know, that's really it. It's not really like everybody thinks it is.
Yeah. Like, because to me, if I was like 6 or 7 inches, I wouldn't even dream of like doing any kind of
porn-esque
modeling.
Yeah.
You know, like, you wouldn't think it's big enough. Like, why even show up to the party unless it's 10?
Yeah, like, you gotta have a Lincoln Town Car,
don't you know? Yeah.
I mean, if you feel that way, then don't try it. But honestly, it's not like you think, man. I mean, not every girl wants to be plowed by some monster, you know?
Oh, right. No, I get it.
How many porns have you been in, dude?
I'd say by now, let's see, I've been doing it since I was 19 years old. I'm 24 now, so I'd probably say about between 30 and 40 shoots.
Yeah. And live up to your expectations? Weird business?
yeah, it's definitely not for everybody. It does take a toll on your personal life. It's sure. very hard to get a normal relationship with somebody because, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Who wants to be, you know, in a relationship with somebody who's having sex with people for money?
Right. But why do you still do it then?
Hey, I get paid to have sex, baby.
Yeah.
It's not hard to figure out why guys still do it.
I'm just making sure.
He's 24.
Some guys aren't designed to be with anybody anyway.
Can I ask you this? Because there's always this, you know, for straight guys in porn, they say there's not a lot of money. What, like, if you don't mind, what's the average you make on a film?
It really depends on the producers and what content is in the shoot.
Right.
But generally speaking, for, you know, somebody who's not like a famous person, you know, like a real porn star, you usually make between $600 to $800 a shoot.
Okay.
Right.
And the strangest thing they've asked you to do?
I've been asked to do gay porn. I've been asked to do threesomes with other guys and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's where the money is.
Honestly, the worst thing I would say was one of the producers contacted me, and he asked me how I would feel about doing a bondage shoot with two other guys. And I told him, yeah, I can't do that, man. I'll bang a girl with a couple other guys, but I'm not going to be getting, you know, stuck in my butt.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes.
And we'll leave it there, Michael. Thank you so much, dude.
Yes.
Good luck in the porn
Have
world.
Have a good day, guys.
See ya.
I love that he just talks about it like he's in anything like plumbing or anything. Yeah. Like, he's like, I'm not going to do this with other guys.
Yeah.
I'll come down and plow a girl if you need it.
Yeah.
This one came in, 7.5-inch Asian guy. He said, I've actually missed a lot of girls because of the stigma for Asian
guys. No doubt, man.
But once they see it, they almost always compliment me. So I don't know whether I should be mad or not. But as I've grown older, I've kind of gotten into my big dick energy stage.
Well, that's the thing. He has to realize the same way that like a black guy brings in the size queens, just being an Asian guy, because of stereotypes that exist, there are some chicks that are like, well, I won't even date an Asian guy.
Right.
You know,
there's a bunch
of, I was an Asian guy and I had 7.5 inches, that would be my profile pic.
Oh, that's all. I'd have a shirts with it on it.
Oh, my
pictures
God.
Of it.
A lot of white guys are feeling okay about themselves this morning. Just feel like they're, you know, always felt like they weren't as big as everyone.
Well, the thing is, nothing matters, because if you're average and you run into a size queen, nothing's going to make you feel worse in
right.
your whole entire life. The what you have to do as a guy is just try and stay away from size queens.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're not huge.
So exactly. Bottom line for this guy is, no, you should not tell them in advance. At least I don't think so. Andy, you thought maybe give them a heads up.
I mean, in conversation, you know, like kind of try to figure out whether or not she's a size queen and that's why she's talking to you. And then be like, just in case you're looking for that, I'm not Lexington Steel.
Yeah, I guess you could do that in like the flirting stage. You could be like.
Yeah, because I mean, you figure in that stage, she's going to be like, oh, I bet it's gigantic. And then he's got an opportunity there to be like, ah.
Once you hear that, should it just be like, hey,
we should
goodbye.
Just ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is to just get it out of your head. It's really not that big of a deal. You're probably making a bigger deal out of it than most
it's
women.
Crazy. What I think that years of porn have messed society up
for sure
on so many fronts.
It's screwed up guys. You know, obviously body image, but then there are some girls that have been affected because they
think that's what
they
up.
Want something that big.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. The Times of India.
This poor Indian dude, who, by the way, just happens to be from my wife's hometown in India.
Oh, really?
A man in India had to have his penis partially amputated.
Yes.
after having a two-day erection.
You can't have a two-day boner.
No.
You can't.
You can't have a four-hour boner. You gotta get it drained, man.
Yep.
He developed gangrene, and they took the worst part.
Oh, they gotta take the tip.
Dude, can you imagine losing the tip of your dong?
Jesus. Imagine it being dead and still attached to your body. That's worse.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
But now I've got a tipless wiener?
Yes.
What does that look like?
Probably not ideal.
Like a pencil without an eraser?
Yeah. Like it's, a nub. Like a nubbin.
And?
Like a thumb.
What can it do for you then?
No, it no.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, nothing. I think you could. Yeah. Just
take it off then. Take the whole thing.
You got a tipless wiener.
You could take a. I think you could take a belt. I think you could take a belt and whip the shaft area of my donger.
You got a tipless wiener, sir.
And nothing.
The worst words you could hear.
There's nothing on my body anywhere that feels less
than the shaft.
Than just the lower shaft. The root?
I just can't imagine a doctor going in and being like, we have to break it to you. You have a tipless wiener now. No tip.
What?
We've taken the tip of your wiener. You will never have normal sex again because of your two-day boner. It is useless. You will never feel sexual pleasure again. I'm sorry, but it is Indian medicine.
Indian medicine.
This is bad news.
It is very bad news.
This is bad news. Better, very worse sorry. News than I thought it would be.
You should have got here sooner. We wouldn't have made you a tipless freak.
I was on a donkey. It took 2 days to get here.
I know. There is nothing we could do. You should have started your journey
it
earlier.
It was an ambulance donkey.
It's the best we've got.
I'm putting
Are
in,
you really?
I'm putting oh, in the Google.
There he goes.
I put in the Google. Penis without head.
I put in the Google.
I tell you, you're going to see something.
I will show you image Google search, and you will see that you are not the only one to have it.
Are they out there?
Tipless wiener. I don't know what that thing is there, but that's not cool.
What's?
Whoa.
Oh, that's just, but it looks like an animal wiener.
Jesus. What is some of these?
Wow, you get a... It's a weird result, but not nowhere near...
I think the search.
That doesn't exist.
I don't think that's the official term that they would use to.
Well, what would you say?
Penis without head?
What do you say? Penis without tip?
I would say glands. Amputated?
Say but amputated. I want
partial penis, partial amputation?
Partial penis amputation?
Yeah. Then buckle up. There you go.
There's one right down there.
There you go.
It looks like one of those weird flowers.
It's like a prolapsed rectum.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
It's
a bad look.
It's like a front door pink side.
Oh, it's God, like a belly button on your dong.
This is
what is that creature from a movie? The one
I know what you're talking about. There's like a creature
comes out at you. It's got
like
one
alien.
Eye.
Alien. Oh, one.
Are
eye.
You talking about Tremors?
Maybe.
I think it looks like a tremor.
It does That's look like a little I'm bit like of. A tremor.
Oh, man.
God, oh, my God.
Ooh,
oh,
look
God,
at it being
oh God,
done,
God,
huh?
God almighty. Oh, that poor bastard.
Don't let the thing die, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. There's just one unattached to anything.
Huh. That'll wake you up, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at it. Look at it. Look at it without the head.
Yeah, they got it all.
I knew we'd find it.
Shoot, Nuggets.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Hey, guys, you want the head?
Yeah.
I really did want it, but they did not let me keep it. They took it.
They took it from me.
That is such bad news. I don't know what that is. So this unnamed 52-year-old presented himself to the doctors because he couldn't get rid of a painful and sustained erection. Medics swiftly drained the blood from his penis but left a catheter in, and they tightly dressed his penis.
Just hoping, huh?
But because they were bungling Indian medics, that caused the patient to develop black gangrene.
Oh.
They were left with little option but to amputate the tip of his penis after he reported back to them showing signs of severe tissue damage.
Details of the highly unusual case, which occurred at King George's Medical University in Lucknow in northern India, were published in the British Medical Journal. The man had been suffering from priapism, a medical term for a persistent and painful boner. It isn't known what caused the patient's condition, but experts consider an erection lasting more than 48 hours a medical emergency. I thought it was lasting more than 4 hours.
Yeah, they thought it was four. I think they try and to give you enough time. You know, get to the hospital.
I think if it's been up for 4 hours, you know something's really wrong.
Something's crazy.
You know.
3 weeks after the life-changing operation where they removed the entire head of his penis, he is able to urinate now. And they say he has a healthy wound. But they say the catheter and tight dressing that they put on after that procedure is what triggered the gangrene. Wow. So even though he had a 2-day erection, he would have been okay if they had just taken care of him correctly.
Yeah.
But they didn't in that Indian hospital.
Can I tell you?
In my wife's hometown.
Can I tell you? If I have something go wrong down there, I don't want to be at an Indian hospital.
I don't either.
To take care of it. Fly me home.
Yeah,
they've got some brilliant doctors there, but they also have some bungling. You don't want the word bungling in front of your doctor.
Usually, if they're brilliant, they've escaped.
Right. They go somewhere else.
Yeah.
They come here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
You're absolutely all here. And work as a janitor. Scott's with us. Hey, Scott, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. You had a story of something similar to this?
Yeah, a friend of mine, he was out hunting, and he stepped on something out in the woods, and it went in his foot, and he got a blood infection. And after that, he got an erection for 2 months, and they put him in the hospital in Butterworth and Grand Rapids, and had to have a special heart surgeon from Denver, Colorado, flown in to put shunts in his penis to drain the blood out, or they said that it would be useless after that because it was all stretched out.
I bet.
God damn.
So that stuff can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you step on something, you know.
You step on something, gives you a 2-month erection?
Yeah, where is that stuff?
That's why I've been saying it for years. I don't go to the woods.
No.
You step on something, you get a blood blister, something travels to your penis. Next thing you know, they're flying in doctors. Things all stretched out.
So that guy can pee.
He can pee at least.
So it's not completely useless.
No.
Things are not so bad.
But, I mean, I guess he could still have intercourse. It would do nothing for him. If he can get aroused. We don't know if he can even get aroused.
Oh, yeah, he'll get aroused.
You think he could still get aroused?
Oh, yeah, he'll get aroused.
But he just would not feel it.
You want to talk about weird looking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait God, until yeah, that thing.
Creature. It's a engorges.
Yeah. Goes out.
Because there's just going to be a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's just a.
Just a yip. Just
see a lot of sex in his future.
No, I don't even know.
At least he's, 52 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still not that 52 old.
52 is pretty young.
You know what? That's like 1,000. That's like 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
In India?
In India, if you're a farmer from a small town. 52. I bet his teeth are wood.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Amber's uncle.
Well, that's going to kill your sex when you have wooden teeth.
Sure.
Alone. And then now this.
Yeah, wood teeth, no head.
Ooh. Yeah. I have to tell you up front, I have wooden teeth and I have no teeth to my penis.
Oh, boy. Please.
Please have intercourse with me. Please.
I was looking at your Tinder profile and...
Yes? Did you like it?
I think you're sharing too much.
Oh, you think I just shouldn't tell them about the wooden teeth?
We all have wooden teeth. you're 50.
So true.
Yeah. It puts things in perspective for the people that email us with their problems, like earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just think... Mm. Thankful you don't have wood teeth and
wooden teeth and a
half a penis.
I thank God every day.
What
for
are
that,
you please. Thankful for today? I don't got wood teeth and I got a full penis. Praise Jesus.
Wake up and be thankful. Jesus.
Faith be to the Lord.
I'm glad that for the majority, I mean, it does bad things happen. We've talked about it, but for the majority of time, you go to the hospital, they fix you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. To fix you.
It does. Like every morning now, I'm going to wake up extra early. I'm going to put some slippers on, a robe, get a cup of coffee, look out the window and be like, at least I don't have wooden teeth and my penis has a head.
Exactly. I might meditate today. Just
that'll be your meditation.
Just thinking on that.
And it should be. There's always, life could be so much worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got nothing to bitch about.
We don't. No. We really don't. We bitch enough, but we've got full penises and non-wooden teeth.
That's true. My teeth are made of teeth. My penis is entire.
Let's go to...
teeth are made of teeth.
Voice-changing technology here as Anonymous joins us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Good morning.
What's your comment?
Retired firefighter from years ago. We had a call for an unknown injury. We get on the scene and this young man who had been drinking heavily had taken a cigar cutter and cut the tip of his penis off.
Yeah, some guys hate their dong.
It was blood everywhere, and we found him in the bathroom, and the head of his penis that looked like a mushroom cap sitting on the basement floor.
Oh, my God, dude.
They were not able to reattach that.
So. No.
You'd be surprised what people do.
I mean, I've seen videos. Yeah, see you, man.
Have a great day.
I've seen just
a great day.
Pain Olympics. Like just.
You're right though. There's like those dudes that hate their wiener so much.
Yeah,
chop it up.
Chop it up.
Your wiener.
No, but they hate it.
That's a. Mental,
they wish they didn't have it.
It's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to be thankful for. You don't hate your wiener.
Yep.
That was a frightening call.
It was.
I'm a firefighter. I saw the tip of a wiener.
Yeah.
Cut off, and they were
I'll
not
be able honest, to reattach.
Have a good morning, penis.
If I did that, it would look just like one of those little full mushrooms.
Can't think about it.
Yeah.
No, you can't. But first responders, man, they've seen some
stuff.
You know
this mushroom?
Yeah.
Little one?
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.